Good day, Petersburg. This is Crabbait Radio, a KFSK comedy special with all the news and cultural programming you can fit in your bait can. Our motto is, if it ain't news, it's crabbait. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
And I'm Joe Vicnicki.
And today on our program,
we'll take you behind the scenes at the City Council.
A local buy-sell trade program goes nationwide.
Groundbreaking new artwork on the Tongass.
New developments out of the weather room.
That and other news and special programming coming up on Crabbait Radio 3. Pull the pot slowly.
But first, these headlines.
Officials with the Southeast Alaska Tourism Development Organizational Group, or SEATDOG, say they're going ahead with plans to construct a new cruise ship destination here in Southeast. The new stop will accommodate 5 to 10 mega vessels a day, with capacity for over 30,000 visitors. SEATDOG plans to start from scratch and erect a new town somewhere on the eastern shore of Admiralty Island. SEATDOG will model the new cruise ship stop after a living and breathing Southeast Alaska town of today, complete with 7 jewelry stores, 3 fudge shops, and 12 t-shirt companies.
Petersburg's new public cold storage project could get a boost now that a private sector company has announced it's willing to be a partner in the new facility. Cube Cove Cryogenics says it wants to commit $4 million to the cold storage facility in Petersburg, according to Vice President in Charge of Preservation, Tina Fisney.
Well, we thought it was a perfect match. Half the freezer space can be used to store frozen fish, and the other half can store frozen people who could someday be revived and cured of their afflictions. And who knows? If we can't bring them back, well, it just means more crab bait for everyone. And if the fish don't sell, well, maybe we can cure and revive them too, ensuring strong fish runs forever into the future.
While local cold storage proponents were hoping for a private sector partner to make the project a reality, they say Cube Cove Cryogenics might complicate the freight consolidation aspect of the endeavor, so they're not sure that's going to work out. Meanwhile, local economic development leaders are considering a different offer from Sumner Strait Sperm Banks, which would like space in the facility as well.
Campaign spokesman for both the Democrats and Republicans said this week they plan no campaign stops anywhere in Alaska this year. Republican campaign spokesman Denny Havermore says doesn't look good this year.
Well, maybe we can swing something in 2006. Maybe in May. No, looking at the calendar here, it doesn't look good. Where'd you say you were from again?
As for the Democratic campaign, spokesman Robert Bleeding Heart says it doesn't look good for them either.
No, I can't see that happening anytime soon. Usually the election's over long before the polls close in Alaska, but we appreciate your support.
You're listening to Crabbait Radio.
And in other news, we're going live to a press conference of the Office of Financial Justification, where State Treasury Undersecretary Arthur Ambiguity is discussing the government's decision to change all of your lives drastically. We join the live press conference in progress.
The numbers in question here show that what we're doing is the right thing. We believe in the numbers that we have, but we're really not at liberty to talk about the numbers in question here.
Sir, what numbers are you talking about?
Listen, we've got some of the best number crunchers and bean counters in the country slaving away right now to come up with the numbers that can show you what we want you to earn, show you what you need to be shown. We can come up with the numbers that you need to see here, although we can't always show you the numbers that you aren't allowed to see. See, you see, some numbers are more public than others.
Could you give us some examples?
Sure, examples. I can give you some examples. Here. I've just been handed this number, 207,013. That's a number I can tell you, but another number, say, 3,421,000. I can't tell you that number, but rest assured, we'll tell you the numbers you need to know.
Wait, okay, fine. If you graph the subset of numbers that you can talk about, what would it look like?
It would look like a straight line approaching.
The Department of Homeland Security is recruiting for 11 transportation security screamers for Petersburg Airport, as opposed to the Transportation Security Administration screeners up at the airport now. Screamers will be in place in case of an extreme emergency to alert the public that all appears lost. Tryouts are going on now in the high school auditorium, and we stop by for a listen.
No, I'm sorry. We're looking for a little more emotion from you. Try it again. Yes, that's it. Thank you. We'll call you. Thank you. That's quite enough, okay?
No. As in surprise, an alarm.
Oh, you mean...
Yes. Yes.
Following the success of last year's Conference of Alaskans, the Murkowski administration is now planning several more conferences of Alaskans this fiscal year. Matt Lichtenstein reports.
Like the recommendations that came out of the original Conference of Alaskans, state officials are hopeful these new gatherings will come up with more innovative ways to solve the state's fiscal problems and then get totally shot down by the legislature. In Chicken this November, the state will hold the Conference of Little-Known Alaskans Who Have No Place Else to Go. Kendall Fredericks will be the chair.
We got no place else to go, and no money to go there.
In December, Juneau's Centennial Mall will host the Conference of Sullen Teens Who've Stayed Up Too Late Playing Video Games.
Hey, you want to go check out the POMV?
What's the POMV?
I don't know.
Then in January, Moose Pass will host the Conference of Classic Cartoon Characters.
Hey, Rocky! Watch me pull $1 billion out of my hat!
February brings the newly created Conference of Mustachioed Gray Hair Gentlemen in Topcoat and Tails who look like the Monopoly Man.
If we could only land on free parking, our fiscal problems could be solved forever!
A similar conference was held at Anchorage's Boardwalk Hilton back in the late 80s, but this year's venue is the Baltic Avenue Howard Johnson's.
Crabbait Radio. Sure, it stinks, but that's what makes it good.
Crabbait Radio is brought to you by Virgil Sandusky. Unlike my opponent, I am neither a communist or a nose picker. Virgil Sandusky, I'd like your vote this November.
In our twice-monthly coverage of the Petersburg City Council, KFSK typically turns down the microphones of the council members who are not addressing the general public. But there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and Crabbait Radio brings you the action from the trenches in this feature we like to call Petersburg City Council Mic'd Up.
No, cover him! Didn't you see he's making a motion? Don't let him get in there on you! Position!
You call that a resolution? We need some action here! Come on, you people, wake up!
Can we get a quorum here?
You vote yes on that one!
Vote yes, you gotta move for reconsideration!
We can't let this one die!
Point of order!
Oh, baby, that's right! Who's your city councilor? I love this stuff!
My opponent says he has a plan to lower the cost of healthcare, and I believe him. He does have a plan. He plans to steal all of your money. That's right. If Virgil Sandusky is sent to the Capitol, he plans to steal your bank account number and withdraw every cent. But don't take my word for it. We recently came into possession of this cell phone call from my opponent, who was rudely trying to force an unnamed computer expert to hack into your bank account and use your money to pay for other people's healthcare.
Look, all I want is access to the files. Can't you just tell me how to fix it so I can get access to the files? I keep getting this illegal operations message.
I'm very sorry, sir, but your express service warranty has expired. You'll have to renew your service agreement before we can proceed. Please hold.
I'm not going back on hold, damn it. I've been on hold for 45 minutes.
Do you really want to give my opponent access to your bank account to pay for other people's health care? I didn't think so. Vote for me, Norman Rootwad, if you don't want to get robbed. I'm Norman Rootwad. I love my mother, I love puppies, and I approve of this message.
Crabbait Radio, planning to bring you exclusive 2004 election coverage in 2005.
You've heard him on Saturdays and Sundays on public radio, gracing your living room with the gentle melodies we all love so much. Now your favorite weekend radio show host is branching out. That's right, it's Garrison Keillor in his first major music album, Garrison Keillor Sings. Let's take a listen.
And I got a DaVita, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me?
Garrison Keillor sings his favorites like no one else can.
If I leave here tomorrow for Lake Wobegon, would you still remember me?
Songs that his production crew at Minnesota Public Radio have declared off-limits, like this one.
I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. What it all comes down to is that everything in Lake Wobegon's going to be fine, fine, fine. It's been a long week, and I've got my hand in a pocket, and I've got the other one. The other one's giving a high five.
That's right, it's a quiet week in Lake Wobegon no longer. Breakthrough Music Incorporated presents the newest breakthrough album in the music industry. Also, act now and get Garrison Sings Motown.
Whoa, I bet you're wondering how I knew about your plan to make a new with some other guy that you knew before. Take my time.
And this special bonus, Garrison sings Madonna.
Like a virgin, touched for the very first time.
It's Garrison Keillor singing songs he's never been allowed to sing before and maybe never will again. Garrison Keillor Sings, on sale now at your local music store.
I must be traveling on now. There's too many places I've got to be. It's time for me to go back to Lake Wobegon, folks. Thank you very much for coming tonight. I want to thank our guests, Minnie Pearl and Greg Brown, for coming in today.
Grabbait Radio is brought to you by Norman Rootwad. Unlike my opponent, my breath doesn't stink and I've never been caught removing candy from a child's Easter basket. Vote for Norman Rootwad this November.
Chapter 23. This is Rick Cassell. We're reading from Patti LaVoie's 1998 romance novel, The Fire Within. In the last chapter, our narrator, Alma Sue Pankowski, had picked up and run off with Ned Bergano, a suave restaurateur from the Upper East Side, or so she thinks, and the two had driven to the seashore for a weekend vacation, when Alma Sue spotted a dreamy man at the ice cream stand, and that's where we left it. I saw him there before me, and something stirred deep down in my bosom, a tingling way down below my bosom that made me think of waking up in a big down feathered bed with the rain falling on the roof and warm summer days playing in the surf. I looked at him there, and I knew deep down I was becoming a woman, in a way they don't like to talk about.
Hello, this is Michael Powell, chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. It's content like this that we can't allow on the airwaves of America, for the sake of the children. The FCC is canceling the rest of Crabbait Reader, and we'd next like to bring you something a little more wholesome, perhaps a little music.
And now, for your listening pleasure, here's Wheelhouse Wanda with her new hit song. Any resemblance to the Northern, Southern, Southeast Regional Op Culture Association of the Douglas Island Pink and Chum Incorporated is purely coincidental. Unless, of course, they'd like a theme song, in which case the Crabbait royalty fees are actually quite reasonable.
When I was just a little swab, I asked my mother, where will I fish? Will I fish Tree Point, maybe Noise Island? Here's what she said to me. And sirrah, sirrah, just go fish the hatchery. Catch coho, kings, dogs, humpies, in sirrah, sirrah.
Pack.
Lots of fish to freeze. When I grew up and joined the crew, I asked my skipper, what lies ahead? Will we catch humpies day after day? Here's what my skipper said. In sirrah, sirrah, we'll go fish the hatchery. Now scrub out that hold for me, in sirrah, sirrah.
And I pack.
We'll catch tons, you'll see. Now I have deckhands of my own. They ask their skipper, what will they be? Will they be skiff man? Will they haul net? I tell them tenderly, in sirrah, sirrah,
and I pack.
Let's go fish the hatchery, and do cost recovery, in sirrah, sirrah. Hidden falls for me, Medivici, Crystal Lake Hatchery.
Support for Crabbait Radio comes from Arthur Dixon's Wood Stove Incinerator. Tired of paying those high fees at the baler? Well, drop your trash off at 201 16 and a half Street, and my industrial Blaze King will take care of your rubbish in no time. Reasonable rates and no questions asked.
Every summer, thousands of young eager workers flock to Southeast Alaska looking to earn a little extra money for college. But sometimes they find working in the 49th state just a little bit harder than they thought. Crabbait Radio introduces a new feature this year with some of the correspondence from these seasonal workers. We call it Letters Home.
My dearest darling, I've been on this rusty wreck for 3 weeks and life doesn't seem to be getting any easier. We've been seining for a week now, but just for fun, the skipper had us bait and unbait longline hooks from sunup Monday to sundown Wednesday, using our toes. And I thought my feet smelled bad before. If I never see another frozen chum salmon, it will be too soon. I cut my finger on one of the hooks the other day, and the skipper didn't even care. He just laughed as the tears welled up in my eyes. Then he coughed so hard I thought he was going to collapse. Then he lit a cigarette and put the match out on my arm. My crewmate kept throwing his wet, slimy oilskins on my bunk, so I asked the skipper to do something about it, and he did. He went into the forecastle, grabbed my bedroll, and threw it overboard. But you don't have to worry about me eating right. The food is consistent. It's banquet chicken for breakfast, banquet chicken for lunch, and if we're lucky enough to get dinner, it's banquet chicken. Or, for a change, frozen chum. Your loving husband, Kenneth.
Crabbait Radio. It's like In the Garden, but without the plants.
My opponent would like to have you believe he loves his mother and even likes to kiss a puppy once in a while. But the truth of the matter is, my opponent hates his mother, as this 1999 audio tape reveals.
Norman! Norman!
Shut up! Leave me alone. You're always criticizing me. I hate you.
Not only that, 3 months later, my opponent was captured on tape kicking a poor defenseless puppy in the ribs.
Go away! Go away! Leave me alone! Ow! Ow!
Do you want a person like this representing you in the state capitol? Well, I don't. I'm Virgil Sandusky, and I love my mother, and I'd never kick a puppy. I'm asking for your vote this November. I'm Virgil Sandusky, and I approve of this message.
Crabbait Radio is sponsored in part by Dell's Carcass Disposal Service. If you're wondering what to do with that deer or moose carcass after you've gotten all the meat you need, they'll pick it up and dump it somewhere out Cabin Creek Road. And you won't have to think about it again. Dell's Carcass Disposal Service.
Dear Grandma, it's been 3 months now building this damn trail. Work doesn't stop, neither does the rain. Every night I go to sleep and wake up in a puddle. I still can't tell if it's the rain or my bunkmate Elvin. Every evening I gotta pick the devil's club from my fingers. My feet are starting to itch something fearsome. I think it's a fungus. Yesterday, my last pair of underpants fell apart down my pant leg and spilled into my boot. It's been squishy and cold down there ever since. I spent all my money at the bar last night, and all I got was a headache, Grandma. Could you please send some money? I gotta get a ticket out of here. Soon, before this fungus spreads. Your loving grandson, Virgil Sandusky.
Keeping in mind the microclimates in Southeast Alaska, KFSK is hoping to improve our weather forecasting coverage by providing smaller forecasting zones and more detailed forecast reports. Now we join Joe Vignicki in the weather room for a sample. Joe, what's the forecast look like tonight?
Well, Matt, that all depends on where you are. For instance, at 7.5 mile today, the forecast calls for squalls with a chance of snow and hail, 30-knot winds, and general crummiosity.
Crummiosity, Joe?
Yes, Matt, crummiosity. That's a new forecast term that means gray, yucky weather putting people in a bad mood for much of the foreseeable future.
Okay, how about somewhere else?
Well, Matt, I'm glad you asked. Here at Five Daughters Hill, we're expecting thunder and lightning storms, gale-force winds, and general unrest. As for the five deer currently up at the ball fields, they should see some light tropical trade winds, sunny skies, and some mischievous kids throwing rocks. Over on Prowlowy Point, the weather's going to get downright weird, Matt. Giant hailstones, bizarre swirling orangey and purple shapes with a feeling of uneasiness about the state of the world. And as for the good residents of Doihop, they'll be lulled to sleep with the gentle lapping of the waves, only to wake up to a downpour so thick that certain boats will be able to travel overland for short distances. Over in the city manager's backyard, there'll be rising personnel costs, tempered by fiscal constraint and a short burst of cat and dogs. Over at Danger Point, folks will see an unexpected surfacing of a Trident-class nuclear submarine, a swarm of bees, and a spontaneous rash of proposals to change fishing regulations. While residents at the Cape Fanshawe post office will see wall-to-wall traffic, a plague of angry frogs, and a sudden increase in the value of free-range chicken eggs. Downtown Kupernaw will see continued disagreement over the use of the public trail, as well as sunny skies combined with the public...
This just in, Crabbait Radio News has learned that the Home Shopping Channel has acquired a 100% interest of the rights to KFSK Radio's popular Tradio program. Executives at the Home Shopping Channel say Petersburg's favorite buy-sell trade show was becoming so popular that it began cutting into the national cable network's profit margin. Network President Melvin Manwich.
Well, it was an easy choice. I mean, basically no one was interested in buying our exclusive Hummel figurines or our vibrating back massagers or even our 500-watt smoothie mixers on Wednesday and Friday mornings. They were all listening to that Alaska radio show, buying secondhand, so we figured why not just get into the game and buy all the rights and run the show ourselves.
Manwich says the Home Shopping Channel is planning a few changes for Tradio. He provided Crabbait Radio with this exclusive preview of the new show.
You've only got 10 minutes left to call in for this beautiful line of used metal roofing. The holes are pre-drilled and some of the sheets still have the screws and the rafters intact. Bob Kraske's on the line from 4 Mile to tell you all about them. Bob?
Hello? Am I on?
Yes, Bob. Go ahead and tell us about this fabulous new product.
Yeah, right. Well, I've got maybe 13 or 14 3x6 sheets from an old shed I tore down. They're in pretty good shape. I want $5 a sheet and you can call me at... 772.
Oh, Bob, now tell us, how many colors do these fabulous sheets come in?
Colors?
Oh, of course, Bob. People like a little color in their roofs. Maybe a nice peach or an ecru or perhaps a taupe.
No colors. I mean, well, metal. Is metal a color? Well, rust? There's some rust.
That sounds fantastic, Bob. And you heard it here first on the Home Shopping Channel's new Tradio show. Okay, we have Matilda on the line. Matilda, are you going to order some of this fantastic new roofing product?
Oh, you know I will. You know, you people are just wonderful. I bought a beautiful exterior door and a popcorn maker from you last week. And, you know, the air pop kind, that kind of popcorn maker. Oh, it's wonderful. It's fabulous. I also got some insulation, which I gave to my cousin for his float house. And then I got a great deal on a 1986 Subaru, which came with some really sturdy cinder blocks. Oh, the car makes a great planter. And I gave the blocks to my best friend who made a beautiful set of shelves.
Well, that's wonderful, Matilda. You call again real soon, okay? We're going to put you on hold and let you go ahead and order the product. Now, our time's up on the roofing, so we're going to go ahead and move on to this amazing new treadmill. It's brand new, never been used.
Crabbait Radio, decomposing for the last 3 years.
In another development out of the weather room, the National Weather Service has decided to make an effort to recognize the diversity of the American people by leaving behind the typical Anglo-Saxon-based naming system for storm events. Joe, tell us about that news.
Matt, that decision will have listeners hearing about Tropical Storm Adnan, Hurricane Mustafa, low-pressure system Shlomo, as well as strong wind Carmelita Maria Rosita Raimondo de Gonzalez. In addition, Matt, although the Weather Service has long had a tradition of alternating the genders of the names of storm events, the agency will now try to include more names that are gender ambiguous. For instance, Offshore Depression Jean or Perfect Storm Dawn.
Joe, is that Dawn with an A-W or Dawn with an O-N?
Exactly, Matt. What business is it of yours if the tropical storm wants to be male or female? Or maybe it doesn't want you to know. Did you ever think about that?
No, I can't say that I have thought about that, I guess.
Well, think about it, Matt.
Thanks, Joe.
Or is that Joe with a J-O or Joe with a J-O-E?
That's Joseph to you, Matt.
Joseph.
Yes, with an F.
I never knew.
Exactly my point, Matt.
Well, thanks, Joseph.
From WJYY on Revilla Gigato, I'm Terry Groceries, and this is Fresh Fish. For 20 years, Jasper Minaway has been world-famous for creating art on a grand scale. His canvas is the natural environment of Southeast Alaska's Tongass National Forest. Minaway has shunned modern technology and its little conveniences in favor of a small cabin in the woods and little contact with the outside world. He says solitude and serenity are essential to his art. Jasper Minaway, welcome to Fresh Fish.
Oh, sorry, Terry. Let me turn off the cell phone. Oh, wait, it's my publicist. Hang on a second. George, I told you I'm not going to do the opening unless they supply the limo. Yeah, I know, but look, I can't talk now. Let me call you back, okay? Sorry about that, Terry. Where were we?
Well, let's start with a description of your art. Describe what you do.
Well, back in 1979, I started a worldwide movement called Natural Realist Minimalism. See, I take pre-existing works of art in the natural world, and I claim them as my own.
You claim them as your...
It's so classically simple, Terry. You know, Petersburg Creek and the Duncan Saltchuk Wilderness, you know those? Or the cascading waterfalls at Thomas Bay.
Know them? I love them. What sort of artwork did you do there?
Nothing, Terry. That's the beauty of it. I did absolutely nothing, other than scratch my signature on the bottom right-hand corner of some rocks. See, Terry, some artists take nature and try to interpret it through painting, photography, or sculpture. Me? I present it as God created it. Basically, I'm cutting out the middleman. So, in essence, my artwork is everywhere. See, Terry, there's really no need to improve upon Mother or Father Nature. Though I guess it's not for everyone, but take Bear Scat, for instance.
Well, what about it?
That's my work, too. And believe me, it's not easy to go around the forest every morning sticking little signs in each pile with my signature on it.
It sounds like a lot of work. What inspires you?
Well, Terry, I make myself one with the forest, you see. Serenity and isolation. I live off the land with nothing but the wolves and the bears for company and only the natural foods for sustenance. I mean, I eat Devil's Club for breakfast every morning, Terry, and that disconnect from the human world has allowed me to achieve certain dramatic and permanent... Oh, sorry, Terry, I thought I turned that thing off. Hang on a second. Oh, here we go. And that disconnect from the human world has allowed me to achieve dramatic and permanent art installations like Le Conti Bay at low tide or Ideal Cove at twilight.
It's almost like your art will continue on long after you're gone.
Exactly, Terry. You see, that's my goal. Oh, hell, it's my Palm Pilot alarm. You ever use one of these PDAs? I can't get the damn alarm to stop going off. Here it is. Anyway, let's move on.
A lot of people may have seen the numerous green or red markers lining the Wrangell Narrows. Is that your work, too?
The Wrangell Narrows itself? Yes, I did that, but the buoy installations, no. No, Terry, the buoys are from the Coast Guard.
And what sort of artist is the Coast Guard?
Oh, they're from the Practical Navigationalist School. Unlike my freeform artwork, navigationalists are really controlling and traditional. I mean, it's like Norman Rockwell, always keeping you on the same old safe path through familiar portraits and landscapes. It just screams out, don't go over here near these rocks and try something new, no. Or don't go up on the beach over here and check out something different. But Terry, I have to say I was impressed by the Alaska Marine Highway System's work with the Kennecott and the Le Conti.
Mr. Minaway, those boats ran up on the rocks.
No, they broke free of convention and traditionalism, Terry. You know, they took a bold chance and explored alternate paths through a sea of mainstream materialist society. I mean, it went beyond Dadaism and Surrealism or even Onanism.
We've been speaking with Jasper Minaway, founder of the Natural Realist Minimalist Movement in Modern Art. His latest work, Rotten Pink Salmon Carcass on Submerged Stick, can be viewed at Hoagie's Hole in Petersburg Creek. For WJYY, for WJYY, I'm Terry Groceries, and this is Fresh Fish.
that's it for this year's edition of Crabbait Radio. Crabbait was written and produced by Joe Vignicki and me, Matt Lichtenstein, in the studios of KFSK Public Radio, Petersburg, Alaska, with additional voices by Suzanne, Wheelhouse Wanda, Fuqua, and Paul, if you believe that, I've got some tin roofing to sell you, Olson. Crabbait Radio, if you can't catch crabs, catch us. And remember, if it ain't news, it's crabbait.